Welcome back, everyone. We are happy to have Jack Miller here with us. He has been an active member of the Real Estate Legislative Affairs Committee of the Real Estate Probate and Trust Law Section of the State Bar of Texas since 2015. Thank you for that. And during the 2023 Texas legislative session, Jack served as chair of RELAX, and he will be back again in that role in 2025. He's also currently serving on the Real Estate Probate and Trust Law Council of the State Bar of Texas. And he's going to be speaking to us now on the legislative session update. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. Can everybody hear me? They don't usually design these things with me in mind, so it takes a moment to adjust. It's good to be back here at the AT&T Conference Center here at the Mortgage Lending Institute after the disruptions we had with COVID. As Chris mentioned, I am chair of the Real Estate Legislative Affairs Committee. We are an all-volunteer army that meets every 2 years to track legislation that broadly affects real estate. This is our first year under the newly formed Texas Real Estate and Probate Institute. We used to be directly under REPTL. Now REPTL is commissioning TREPS, which is the Real Estate and Probate Institute, for us to write the report. That had to do with some issues that came up after McDonald versus Sorrells, the circuit case that decided what bars could and could not do. REPTL is divided between dirt and death. Dirt is real estate. Death is the probate and estate planning side. Death has always had a more robust legislative program than real estate. Real estate, we typically just monitor, since our practices are so widely varied, we'd end up being in opposition to each other if we tried to take stances on certain things. And it was just decided that we would, you know, follow our brethren and sisters on the death side and create this new institute where they can do their legislative program and we can continue to do our updates. We're always looking for new members. I particularly want to appeal to younger members. If, you know, geographic diversity, historically underrepresented communities, this is a good committee to serve on if you know anybody who's a younger attorney that might have interest in speaking at CLEs. I started doing this in 2015. You get a copy of that nice report that's included in the CLE materials. So this is my recruitment pitch. If you know anybody, please let them know. Please have them get in touch with me. I want to give special thanks to Jim Daugherty. That report doesn't give him enough credit. He's both a vice chair, but he also serves as member and does our land use summaries. Sarah Centerfit, our legislative counsel, she puts together the bills that we compile and track in this thing. This year we tracked a little more than 2,000 bills. There's 202 bills in this report. We actually wrote up summaries of 218 bills this year. We had a record number of vetoes. We've had to pull 16 out after the governor vetoed it. One thing I want to point out in the electronic form for those of you who have it up is that the report's hyperlinked. And so you can click on the blue links for the bills and pull up the bill text if you see something going on there. And I mention that because, you know, I have a niche field where I do a little bit of, you know, commercial landlord tenant and then reverse mortgage stuff. And so there's a certain amount of expertise bias where if there's something that directly influences that or impacts my industry, it can stand out to me. But otherwise, you know, there may be something that's really critically important for your practice that barely gets mentioned here. And that part of that's just because, honestly, I won't realize it as we summarize it. That's why we have such diverse membership. You know, I mentioned it's also easier for us to report new requirements rather than removal of requirements that may open up business. So it is important to go through some of this and take a look at it yourself. It's a really good bit we put together, I think. You know, for an overview of this year's session, in 2021, the initial big response we were expecting from the legislature was to the pandemic. And then we had this big freeze. And that really sucked up all the political oxygen then. And a lot of the bread and butter bills that might have otherwise gotten passed didn't. And we had a number of those get pushed through this session. You know, this session was the first year that we were really, since I've been doing this, that the legislature was really flush with cash. They had, I think, a $30 billion plus surplus. Most other years, cash has been a little tighter. That's why some things that have been proposed the last few sessions, at least why I suspect why they've been proposed, didn't pass, such as casino, gaming, It's really hard to find people that are really for casino gaming in Texas. There are certain groups that are very opposed to it. And that's one of those more revenues tight. We need additional tax revenue. Let's pass this now so we can sell it to our constituents as getting additional tax revenue. So I do expect that will continue to come up in future sessions.